Okay, chapter 22, prayer tools. Chapter 22, prayer tools. Formerly, prayer works. But I love that title, prayer works, but I can't use it because it's like prayer works. I know it works, but I spelt it W-E-R-K-S, like a machine, because prayer, for me, I'm going to explain to you what I think about prayer, about the tools of prayer. And prayer works was kind of like the machine of prayer with when you spell it W-E-R-K-S. But when I'm talking on the phone, it doesn't play right. So I called it Chapter 22, Prayer Tools, 2022, right? 2022. There is a reason that we pray. Proverbs 1:29, for they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. You see, I choose the fear of the Lord. Well, I choose it because I fear it, because I know it, because I understand it, because I read about it. For they hated knowledge. Well, I don't want to hate knowledge, and neither do you. What's that like? It's like, don't tell me about it. I don't want to know. Put your head in the sand, blah, 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 blah. Let's get into it. In the Bible, we find people who made good choices and bad choices. It's a history of people like you and me. Prayer tools is the only way I have, through my journey, been able to at least have a shot at better choices. Without it, I would surely, absolutely slide off the cliff, as they say. I'm blessed to have the option of prayer tools. I hope you feel the same after listening. I have, in the past, not been as clear as I'd like on this chapter. This time, I've dedicated my prep time to clarity. Right up front, I'll give you the tools mentioned in this chapter. Here they are. Prayer tools. Terror, fear, pain, praying for others, hope, gain, love, compassion, giving thanks, and repentance are the prayer tools described today. I'm sure there are more. These, however, are my go-to subjects in my discussions with the Father. What is a prayer tool? What is a prayer tool? It's a key to a very powerful machine. And there are different tools, like in a toolbox, different tools to use for different things, i.e. different keys. Well, why didn't I call it prayer key? Because there are so many tools to adjust yourself to open that portal. It's not simply having the key. You have to adjust yourself. You have to use yourself as that tool, a machine that is available to you and me as we live and breathe. What machine, you might say? Think of it as a portal, an actual opening that will hurl you into the very presence of God. Think about that. A portal that can actually hurl you into the very presence of God. A very powerful machine. One that requires, as I've said, a tool, a key to open it. Fashioned just correctly, if you tool yourself up correctly, you become the key. Isn't that cool? Why do I say all of it like this? God gave it to us. Why did he give it to us? Why? So that in our use of it, we may learn correctly from him directly. Correctly from him directly. Prayer tools. The keys that unlock those things that bind you, hold you back, and cause you suffering can be, will be, understood and dealt with by God. Can be, will be, understood and dealt with by God for you. Because you have been given access to the throne. Through prayer, you are access to the throne. His will upon you, for you, with you, if you ask correctly. 1 John 5, 14, 15. Now this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. The key word, phrase in that scripture, if we ask anything according to his will. Keep that in mind. According to his will. Frustration and pain are tools that brought me closer to the Lord. He promises me and you that he will always be there. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. If you're asking, what does this have to do with my business anyway? Hold that thought. Just hold that thought. Terror is a prayer tool, right? In moments of terror, we run for safety and ask God to save us. What are we afraid of? Hell on earth? Yes, that is true. We all fear hell on earth. As we walk in the Lord, we learn to fear hell for real. It wouldn't be good to talk about prayer without talking about hell. As we walk in the Lord, we learn to fear hell for real, forever and for eternity. Prayer tools keep me close into the protection of God, the love of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God. Why is that so important? Well, let me tell you some things about hell. I'll introduce us all to a character that I made up called Citizen Hell. Citizen Hell is a non-believer. I refer to him as C.H., right? Citizen Hell. C.H. died holding fast to self-help books, right? He's a good man, holding fast to self-help books and his version of a good person. However, without Christ, prayer, and the tools to access the Lord, Citizen Hell died without knowing Jesus. That doesn't mean he hadn't heard of him. Doesn't mean he didn't know he was there. He never knew him, introduced himself, had a relationship with, accepted Christ as the Lord and Savior of the world. So let me tell you about Citizen Hell in his first day in hell. You know, when you think about us here on earth, we enjoy two things in life that keep our senses comforted. One is light. We see light. And the other is a fixed surface when we walk. Even if we're hiking, there is a fixed surface that we attach ourselves to. We enjoy light and solid ground. Our eyes adjust even when there isn't a lot of light. We find our way to light. We enjoy light and solid ground under our feet. In hell, there is the absence of light and the absence of a fixed surface. First day in hell, Citizen Hell realized there is no light. Where do I know that? Matthew 8:12, but the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. Outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. First things first, you are stranded. Citizen Hell is stranded in pitch ink darkness. And no matter how long he waits, his eyes do not adjust. Solid black for all eternity. Okay, now, what's next? Desperately reaching out to feel something or anything, anything. C.H. kicks and he stretches, lunges to touch a surface, something to feel, something to find a way, something to grasp, and there is nothing. In this life, we hang on to the concept that things will get better, right? We hang on, things will get better. We have hope, right? We have hope. No matter how many days spent in hell, it wouldn't be one day less. No matter how many days you spend, it doesn't make it one day less that you'll spend in hell. It's for all eternity. Revelation 20 tells us hell is a bottomless pit. So Citizen Hell is suspended alone in excruciating pain. There's no hope. No medicine that will kill the pain, fix the problem. Too late for Jesus. Citizen Hell understands now and he cries, Jesus, you were right all along. Jesus, you were right all along. He cries out, Jesus, you were right. Okay, come and get me. Come and get me. You were right all along. You see, everyone in hell is a believer, whether they were or not in life. Everybody in hell is a believer now. And then that thought hits our Citizen Hell. That hideous thought, that this will never, ever end. And the option of prayer is over. Revelation 14, 10, 12. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night. I don't have a choice about what kind of God I want. This is the God we all have. And this is the guy we better genuflect in front of. We better respect and understand. You know, a quote by C.S. Lewis, "I willingly believe that the damned are, in one sense, successful. Rebels to the end, that the doors of hell are locked on the inside." Well, what do I say? A famous quote by Patrick? Well, there's not very many famous quotes by Patrick, but I'll give you one. I say, if there was more prayer and understanding taught from the pulpit, there would be less souls in hell. Really good reasons for discovering prayer tools. Jesus doesn't only reference hell, he describes it in great detail. He says it is a place of eternal torment, Luke 16, 23, of unquenchable fire, Mark 9, 43, where the worm does not die, Mark 9, 48, where people will gnash their teeth in anguish and regret, Matthew 13, 42, and from which there is no return, even to warn loved ones, Luke 16, 19, 31. He calls hell a place of outer darkness, Matthew 25, 30, comparing it to Gehenna, Matthew 10, 28, which, Gehenna, what was it? It was a place. It was a trash dump outside the walls of Jerusalem where rubbish was burned and maggots abounded. Jesus talks about hell more than he talks about heaven and describes it more vividly. There's no denying that Jesus knew, believed, and warned about the absolute reality of hell. All of us have a little precursor to hell on this earth, don't we? Pain of a broken heart, torture, war, sickness, temptation, sin, all of it. In death, we are free of it. As a believer, again, I say as a believer, Scripture tells us the following. 2 Corinthians 5:8, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. When you die, you'll be present with the Lord. If you're not a believer, for a moment, you will have a peace when you die. A broken heart, torture, war, sickness, all of it for a moment, it will leave you. But as a non-believer, you wake up in hell. And when we fear that now as believers, we can pray. You can pray right now. When we fear God, we fear these things on earth. We fear our broken hearts. We fear being alone. We fear sickness. We fear death. We fear ourselves. We fear others. We fear. We hurt for our loved ones. We hope for our loved ones. We want for our loved ones. We pray. Because in God we are not alone. Without God, do I pray to my self-help book? The way Bob McGillicuddy did it? Industry for Dummies? I know what I'll do. I'll get my real estate license and I'll be... What? This is all crazy stuff. In comparison to what I'm talking about today, prayer tools, you may be familiar with the proverbial, I promise anything. If you get me out of this, Lord, that's the terror prayer, right? I don't know if you're familiar with it, but I know I am. Does that open the portal to God? It did for me. What else opened the portal for God? Fear? Yes, of course. Anxiety, physical pain, emotional anguish. Yes, yes, all of those things are prayer tools that activates the machine to contact the Father in the third realm of heaven. Oh boy, what's that now? What are we talking about here? Science? What's the third realm? Heaven is the third realm where the Lord resides beyond the earth, beyond the stars. Paul saw it. How do I know about it? Paul saw it. It's in Scripture. He was there. He was there. Dig that. Did he die and go there and come back? No. He was alive, just like you and me. He was there. Mind blow. Whoa! And he talks about it. In the Scripture, he refers to himself as, I know a man. Why did he do that? It's humility, because he knows he has seen something that no man has seen. Well, he knows that he's seen something very special. I don't know if any man has ever seen it. I have only heard Paul talk about it, 2 Corinthians 12:13. I must go on boasting. I must go on boasting, although there is nothing to be gained. I will go on to visions and revelations from the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up to the third heaven. Whether it was in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. And I know that this man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up to paradise and heard inexpressible things, things that no one is permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself, except about my weaknesses. Even if I should choose to boast, I would not be a fool, because I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain, so no one will think more of me than is warranted by what I do or say, or because of these surpassingly great revelations. Wow, Paul saw heaven. A man couldn't make this stuff up. Because of Paul, I now understand that God, seated in heaven, will hear my prayer, and for a moment, I am there with him. Through a divine machine that will give me access to God, I can bring him my terror, fear, anxiety, all these tools that open a technology, a communication device that not only sends my message, but deciphers it as well. Yeah, that's right, deciphers it. What do you mean? Even when I don't know what to say or how to say it, even when I don't know what to say or how to say it, these tools are the key to this great and awesome prayer machine that is operated by who? The Holy Spirit. You see, with the machine comes a caretaker, a captain of the vessel, so to speak. His name is the Holy Spirit, Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Oh, wow, come on. Is God for you or what? He has the whole assembly set around just for you and all access by prayer. Now, so far, I've established three tools: terror, fear, and pain. What else is a tool? Love for others, hope for others, gain for others, compassion for others. I guess that's for the overachievers, right? We're so busy with the Christmas list. God, I want, I want, I want, I want. Love for others, hope for others, gain for others, compassion for others. In the Bible, God talks about looking for people to pray for others. In this scripture, he had a hard time finding anybody. Ezekiel 22:30. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. God was saying, to avoid my wrath, someone pray for these people. And nobody did. What else is a prayer tool? Giving thanks is a big one. The Lord has blessed everybody on this phone with so much it would take most of the morning to give him the list of thank yous for all we have been given. I try to do it anyway. I try, no matter how long it takes. Thanks for my health, strength, home, challenges, job, children, family, and the list goes on. And that would be just some of the stuff that I can remember. I can't even remember all the things the Lord has given me, done for me, saved me from. When I do think of it, though, when I think of it, yet another sin in my past, I pause and I say, thank you for saving me. What else is that? What else? That's repentance. A prayer tool for sure. I'm sorry is a big one. It goes a long way for sure in the realm of heaven. It goes a long way. You know, trying as I might, Acts 3:19, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Look, no matter how hard I try to be in the Lord, still I am a sinner. The idea is not to go for mediocre. The idea is to go to be the winner in the race, to be the winner. And even trying to be the winner, we stumble. So if we go for the gold, at least we're going for the gold when we stumble. If we go for mediocre, who wants to know where we end up? Fake stuff, temporary fixes, self-help books, imitation teachings, all these things do not bond us into the realm of the Creator. The world is full of nonsense. And as a sinner, we can make a mess of everything. Even in God's grace and mercy, we make messes. But He is there for us. We are with Him. We are trying to be better. And guess what? We get better. Quit listening to the fake news of prosperity. Quit judging what God should be like and learn what He actually is. By the way, whether anybody likes it or not, our greatest self-help book is the Bible and the prayer that should come before it and after the reading of it. Come on, is it truly possible to analyze the worldly situation through the eyes of the Scripture? Absolutely. Do you need a teacher for that? Very good idea. I did. I needed a lot of teachers. Now let's get back to prayer. Prayer keeps my mind in the presence of the Lord. Keeps my mind at least striving to be in the presence of the Lord, right? Striving. However, Scripture said, as it pertains to the things of God's will. Remember that Scripture said prayer as it pertains to the things of God's will. Prayer, in your will be done. In your will be done. May I prevail over this as your will be done for the glory and honor of the King. Hard to do when you're passionate about something that's hurtful or you need help with something and you just want it to be this way. How do I know these things? How do you know these things? Are they available? Sure, read the book, read the commentaries. You'll find yourself in that book, in the world you'll find in that book, in the study of it. And then it's so much easier to pray correctly, keeping in mind sinners, all of us, but striving to do better. Wow, could our sins make us better? Well, repentance makes us better. If we truly believe God is God, we get better. This is truth. To disagree is dumb and detrimental to all things good for me and those I love. The world is judging God's, my friend. The world is judging God's, judging God, attempting to manage God, change God's opinion, realign God, fight against God. Very dangerous stuff. Romans 2:5, but in accordance with your hardness and your impatient heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Quit doing that. Prayer Tools is a catalog of options to do in prayer that allows my brain to stop for a minute. Stop for a minute and share the important issues with God and for God to share important issues with you, no matter how small or how big. God is listening and cares for every small thought, large thought, any thought presented in prayer. He is there. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in, my name. Get that? John 14:26 said, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Wow. In the prayer tools I obtain divine wisdom, tailor-made for me. if I can sit still long enough to engage the Lord. You ever try to pray? Sit down. Everything comes into your mind. All the things you're going to do, what you need to do, everything. Everything gets in the way of the Lord. Well, if you think about it, if you can focus yourself, perhaps the Lord is giving you the list of what to do. If you can stay focused on the Lord, perhaps you're getting so much information, my stupid little brain can't process it fast enough because I'm engaged in a divine being and I am anything but a divine being. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16-20, rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit. Do not treat prophecy with contempt. What's that mean? It means in Scripture there's truth. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Revelation is clear. The prophecy of judgment is there for you. What's the biggest tool I've discovered? Scripture's the biggest tool I've discovered. To pray about Scripture is to unlock the keys to the universe, knowledge, wisdom, all of it, roaring into every conscious terabyte of my mind, altering my every thought. All from the committed power of using the tools to open a God-given portal to an unlimited resource to read the Word and pray. 1 John 1:5. This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If at this point you're asking, hey, what does this have to do with my business? I would say, let me pray for you, brother. Clearly you need it. Come on, it has everything to do with everything in your life. The only way to discover myself or yourself in God's eyes is prayer and supplication as it is written in the book. It is the right way and the only way. The world laughs at such things. Don't listen, man. Don't participate. Keep your head down and follow the list the Lord has given you. Talk to Him in your struggles. Let the Holy Spirit rain down discernment on your brain. Discernment with a capital D. Stay in the right now. Stop dimension jumping into the future. The future is for God to know. The now is for you to take care of. How do I know these things? Luke 12:19-21. Dig this. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. So take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to them, fool. Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things which you have provided? Yeah, whose will those things belong which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. Stay in the Word as you pray. Stay in the Word, lest you be tempted and corrupted by the wrong ideas. Traps and blessings, I call them traps and blessings, right? Blessings are the answer to prayer. It's what I need. Blessings are what I need. God gives me what I need, not necessarily what I want, right? A trap is just that, perhaps something I want, not necessarily something I need. Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ. You know, the world is supporting some very hideous behavior. People are telling God what they expect from Him. This is not a God that people invent or alter. He is clear what He is and what He expects. There is no varying degrees for incorrect and sin. Isaiah 5:20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Wow. Right is wrong and wrong is right. This is the season. Pastor talks about it all the time, the end times. Oh, wow. Read Scripture and pray. Be fearful of God. Sometimes all it takes is just one prayer to change everything. One prayer can change everything. However, sometimes it takes many more. I got to be committed to the process, man. I got to let God be God. Psalm 23:4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, They comfort me. Wow. Is that cool? Open the machine, my friends. Use your tools. Discover a portal that will transport you into another dimension. If only for a moment. What a moment that will be, right? Chapter 22, Prayer Tools. Give it a try. He's waiting. Amen, amen. Brother, let's get back into the game.